Oder.
Jubilation on the government benches, not though, as you might expect, at the passing of their emissions trading scheme bill, but in response to this news from their Minister of Biosecurity, David Carter.
Eight cane toads came into New Zealand in 2003, and four came in 2004.
Reminding Labor of how many cane toads arrived in New Zealand when they were in power, David Carter was responding to this question on Thursday from their biosecurity spokesman, Damien O'Connor.
Will the minister guarantee that his cutbacks to biosecurity New Zealand won't expose New Zealand to greater risk and an invasion of Australian fruit flies that would destroy our horticultural industry, given that a live Australian cane toad has just hopped through his current system?
Damien O'Connor's question provoked an angry response from Mr Carter.
Mr Speaker, there have been no cuts to biosecurity under this government, unlike the previous Labor government.
And there was more about cane toads within the hour, this time from Labor's Chris Carter.
I do remember well as Conservation Minister that somebody had a cane toad jump out of their suitcase in Levin of all places. And it shows again a suitcase had come through our border. I'm sure inadvertently was a cane toad, a rather large species, Mr Speaker, but it still managed to get through either the port or more likely the airport.
Chris Carter was speaking in the second reading debate on the Border, Customs, Excise and Tariff Processing Bill. Streamlining procedures at borders on both sides of the Tasman with the new smart gate system, the bill was one of nine in the urgency motion moved by the Leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee, immediately after question time on Tuesday.
Mr Speaker, I move that urgency be accorded the second reading and passing through its remaining stages of the Climate Change Response Moderated Emissions Trading Amendment Bill, the introduction and passing of a government bill, the passing through the remaining stage.
Then, as required by standing orders, Mr Brownlee gave the government's reasons for taking urgency.
This is a time of year when the legislative program starts to cramp up quite considerably. There are a number of crucial dates that the government needs to have legislation aligned for.
Chief among them, January the 1st next year, the deadline set by the Minister for Climate Change Issues, Nick Smith, for having National's emissions trading scheme in place.
And if we do not get this bill through on the 1st of January, there's a 10% increase in the price of electricity and $400 million cost on industry next year.
Not so, said ACT-List MP John Boscawen.
He said we've got a recession and unless we pass this bill, electricity will be going up by 10% on the 1st of January. Right. And Dr Smith and the National Party know that is absolutely incorrect. The ACT Party opposes this bill, and we do so, sir, because it is being rushed through before the Copenhagen Climate Change Conference. There is no need to do that.
Also interested in how National secured the Maori Party's support for its climate change bill, Mr Boscawen put this question to Nick Smith on Tuesday.
Was the Minister of Maori Affairs correct when he told the Wellington Chamber of Commerce breakfast this morning that the treaty clause was agreed just 18 minutes before the deal was announced? If not, how many minutes was it?
Without confirming Mr Boscawen's timekeeping, the Minister outlined the process.
Mr Speaker, the Maori Party put a proposition to us. We sought Crown Law advice. We finally came back to them after receiving Crown Law advice to agree on the treaty clause that's included in the Maori Party's SOP.
That was one of 10 SOPs, or supplementary order papers, covering about 100 pages of government amendments made to its revised emissions trading scheme bill, which was passed just before the dinner break on Wednesday. The support of the Maori Party and Peter Dunn gave National a bare majority of 63 votes to defeat the 58 of Labor, the Greens, ACT and Jim Anderton. Debate on the bill ran for 11 hours and 40 minutes, taking up roughly a third of the time that MPs spent in the chamber this week. Of a total of 30 hours, 26 were spent under urgency, with the balance going on question times on all 3 days. And on his feet for a lot of that time, Nick Smith also faced criticism of his handling of his other major portfolio, ACC, responding at one point with an attack on his Labor predecessor.
Marianne Street broke the bank. Marianne Street broke the bank.
Mr Speaker,
Parliament's adjourned for a week, back for its final stint this year on Tuesday, December the 8th. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.